This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. Early June, German Parliament, the Bundestag, decided to ban all radios that don't have the digital radio platform DAB+. Just as in most countries, German listeners are not too keen to decide to listen to the new digital platform. Between 90 and 100% seem to be completely satisfied with the existing analog FM stations. New radios that will be sold will need to have the DAB Plus platform according to the new rule, which will probably lead to an end in relatively cheap analog radios being available in Germany. The new platform certainly has some advantages, for example in energy consumption on the transmitter side. The energy advantage turns into a disadvantage, however, as long as both platforms, analog FM and digital DAB Plus, have to be supported simultaneously. DAB Plus seems a little bit outdated. It is not only much cheaper to listen to internet radio, but in addition to that, no new platform has to be rolled out, and audio quality via internet streams is almost limitless. Most DAB Plus streams use low bandwidth 48, 64 or 96 kbps streams, combined with high quality compression using HA AAC version 2. Why take so much effort in building a completely new platform? European countries have been known until around 20 years ago to be protectionist in not allowing foreign radio and TV stations in their cable TV networks, that is, stations that could not have been received directly in that location. This was most probably a measure to protect the government-funded relatively independent stations against foreign commercial stations. Reception of foreign stations from neighboring countries via DAB Plus will only work in border regions and could also be blocked technically, whilst internet radio enables limitless reception of radio stations worldwide. The measure of the Bundestag already has led to many protests, especially with shortwave listeners. It's quite possible that the new measure also limits the sale of general coverage communication receivers for shortwave use by SWLs. Next to that, it seems quite impossible to enforce such a ban because a major part of sales for these items will be by webshops, and EU citizens can buy these radios in other EU countries without any limitations. This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.